Rutkowski and Peltola addressed the current state of Alaska's commercial fishing industry in a pre-recorded video on the opening day of Comfish. Both noted the historic slump has led several seafood processing companies like Peter Pan and Trident to sell off plants. The common claim from the companies has been a tumultuous global market. Representative Mary Peltola told attendees she blames the industry's struggles on Russia undercutting the U.S.
Alaskan fishermen are at an unfair disadvantage competing against the unsustainable fishing and forced labor of foreign imports.
Russian seafood products were banned from the U.S. years ago. However, there was a loophole in the legislation. Russian-caught fish being processed in other countries like China were still allowed to be imported and sold in American markets. That loophole was open until President Joe Biden signed an executive order closing it late last year. The new ban will take effect next month. Senator Lisa Murkowski shared a similar sentiment in her video as well.
When I spoke to you all a year ago, there was really no telling what 2023 had in store for us. We did not know the extent to which Russia's predatory pricing would upset the global market. We did not know that base prices for salmon would plummet.
To help stimulate the industry, Murkowski says she's working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to continue purchasing Alaska seafood. The USDA bought about $200 million worth of Alaska seafood last year and has already announced plans to buy nearly another $150 million worth this year. Murkowski also brought up a continued push from the Alaska's congressional delegation to include fisheries in the upcoming federal farm bill reauthorization. Senator Dan Sullivan is scheduled for an in-person presentation at Comfish on Saturday.